Chapter 16. Aberdeen, April 1905. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. Esaias Xia. 6. I looked and thought, all is too gray and cold to wake my place enthusiasms of old. Till a voice passed, and that granite mean lurks the imposing beauty of a queen. I looked anew, and saw the radiant form of her who soothes in stress, who steers in storm, on the grave influence of whose eyes sublime men count for the stability of the time. George Meredith, 1828-1909. 40 years back, when much had placed that since has perished out of mind, I heard that voice and saw that face. He spoke as one afoot will wind a morning horn near men awake. His note was trenchant, turning kind. He was of those whose wit can shake, and riddle to the very core the counterfeits, that time will break. Of late, when we two met once more, the luminous countenance and rare shone just as 40 years before. So that, when now all tongues declare his shape unseen by his green hill, I scarce believe he sits not there. No matter. Further and further still through the world's vaporous vitiate air his words wing on as live words will. May 1909. Ilham Wood's story. Coom fir tree say that life is a moan, and cliff hill clump says e. But Ilham says a thing of its own. It's not gray, gray is life alway. That Ilham says, nor that life is for ends unknown. It says that life would signify a thwarted purposing. That we come to live, and are called to die, yes, that's the thing in fall, in spring, that Ilham says. I offers to deny. 1902. A young man's epigram on existence. A senseless school, where we must give our lives, that we may learn to live. Adult is he who memorizes lessons, that leave no time for prizes. 16 W.P. V. 1866. End of Project Gutenberg's Times Laughing Stocks etc. by Thomas Hardy. TMSLS by Gutenberg Edition.